let's begin today by taking a nice deep breath of that glorious magenta, the magenta of our Buddha. As I found myself meditating today, usually I'm chanting the song, the signatures of the archangels. And then all of a sudden I found myself chanting, you know, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. So feel that energy. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Just come into you. And breathe that color of wine. And feel the week ahead and the week behind just slip away. And feel yourself with me gaining some weight as you really sink into your chair, your bed, your office chair, your car seat, the floor, wherever you are. And breathe magenta, that perfect balance of blue, and it's the blue of the mother, and the red. And it's the vitality of Gaia. And feel the lotus blossom on your head open. And the lotus blossom on your forehead, your third eye, which is magenta, open. Now come with me. As you're breathing this wonderful magenta and feel your energy seeping down into your heart, all of us, sisters and brothers of Gaia, of the stars, of the distant universes, of the angels and archangels and mastery realms. We all live in our hearts. Not to the exclusion of our brilliant minds or our wonderful bodies. But this is our anchor. So feel the energy into your heart. Pull up from Gaia. Pull up from our Mother Earth. And feel that rich vitality. That life force that all of us during this time of such massive transition can use. And breathe. Now towards the center of your heart, I want you to see that pinprick of white light. That portal. That wonderful portal. And although it's tiny, you know it is the portal that you can fly through as the your true angelic self, as your fairy self, as your butterfly self, into the inner golden chambers of your heart. Come with me and feel yourself flying through that pinprick of white light. Into the golden inner chambers of your blessed heart. And as you do, you see these wonderful burnished golden walls. And the walls are covered with words. Some you recognize, some are in ancient Sanskrit. Some are like hieroglyphics. There are some symbols. Maybe it's a triangle or an arc, a spiral. This is where you have stored the information about your sacred purpose and about your intentions for this life. And it is beautiful, warm, and you feel yourself cocooned in that golden warmth with a beautiful shawl of the Buddha's magenta. And you find your cushion or your chair, and you sit down, because like your temple and sacred space, this is one of your places, one of your sacred places to come, to reflect, to create, and to understand. So relax. Relax on your cushion or your chair, surrounded by this information about the uniqueness and the beauty of who you are. And breathe. I want you to feel what you have been wishing for, what is that creation that perhaps you never dared even look at or contemplate, the one that you kept tucked in the corner of your heart, because if it didn't come to pass, you didn't think you could bear it. So in many ways, it's just been safer for you, in your wisdom, to just keep it tucked away. It's time to bring it out and to look at it and to love it. Maybe it's your ascension, or a perfect relationship. Financial abundance. your mission and purpose. It can be anything, but it's yours. So take a minute and feel with your heart, what is that thing that you tucked away? And bring it out. And cup it in your hands as you sit in your golden chamber. And really look at it. Part of creation is intention. And it's having the courage to really look at what you want and to fill in all those gaps. Now what I'd ask you to do is to take that creation and attach to it. So feel with both your hands that you are bringing it back as if they are magnetized back into your heart. The sensation is magnets and almost a click. Bring it back into your heart, admitting to yourself and admitting to the universe, declaring to the universe that this is something that you wish to declare throughout everywhere, and especially to our beloved Buddha. And feel it. Feel that desire and the knowingness of the rightness of this creation. And your worthiness to have it, no matter what it is. Now the difficulty is that when we hold this so tight, there's no room to move. It's another way that you've tucked it away in your heart again. So what we're going to do is surrender it. And we're going to surrender it to the Buddha and to the universe. But first we're going to go to still point, so that the masters, the angels, the archangels, our guides, can add their elements and their energy, so that this can begin to simmer and collect the energy it needs to come into form. Feel your breathing slowing, staying in your heart, just the way when you're falling asleep and your breathing becomes deeper and deeper. Now, want you to feel that creation to which you're attached, the sensation of letting it go and drop it to the bottom of your Valentine heart, to the point where your heart chakra and your solar plexus chakra just touch down to the seat of your soul. And how we're going to detach is by breathing it out, dropping it into our solar plexus and out into the universe so that it can assume form. Feel this sense with me as this movement is taking place, that you are letting go, that you are not trying to control everything in terms of how your creation manifests and comes to you. The feeling is after you've had a really good cry, and you're cried out and you feel peaceful, now bring it down. Now let's hold this at still point. Barely any breath or no breath at all. Don't worry, your body knows when it has to breathe. We detach by pushing it out of our solar plexus, out into the universe. One, two, three. And surrender. Let it go. And feel the imprint and the knowing of that wonderful creation that you have just released to the universe. And from a place of surrender, attached to it in ways that you are saying are for the highest good, not only of you, but of everyone concerned, of Gaia and humanity.